This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send salutations, peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, beloved elders, our dear educators, I greet you with the Islamic greeting of love, peace, and respect. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamic College, Mashrul Furqan, and the extended family, we would like to wish each and everyone a Jummah Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a blessed week ahead, inshallah, ameen. Our guest speaker for today is Maulana Habib Bubat. Maulana is the presenter on Radio Islam and the presenter on Hilal TV. So without further ado, I hand over to Maulana. Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to see the people. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وليس الذكر كالأنثى صدق الله العظيم Honorable Ulama, respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters and honorable students in Islam, marriage is a sacred bond that unites two individuals who are inherently different in their nature, emotions, and ways of thinking. And Allah has kept men and women deliberately different, as the Quran says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. The male is not like the female. And if we learn to recognize, appreciate, and learn to work with our differences, we will enjoy marriage. And the idea is to maintain our own independent identity and to learn to relate to one another and together build a stable home for the family. The idea is not to eliminate the differences between men and women. And this is by default. This is the design of Allah Rabbul Izzah. If Allah wanted, Allah could have made men and women identical. But Allah did not do that. He created us in pairs. وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ The Quran says, when we create things in pairs. The day and the night. The hot and the cold. The heavens and the earth. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ And likewise, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the winter period, the summer period. Sweet and sour, hot and cold, everything is created in pairs and everything works in opposites. And that's why they say opposites attract. Plus and negative. Positive and negative, isn't it? Even in the battery, you need that. Without that, you can't start. What is happening currently is there's a lack of education in many of the younger couples that are getting married nowadays. And as a result, there's a lot of tension in the home. They are struggling to figure out things on their own. And as a result, there's a lot of strain on the relationship. And many people are calling it quits too soon, too early. In my talk today, I'm going to highlight the differences between men and women on an emotional level, on a psychological level, on a physical level, and how we can better relate to one another as husband and wife. When we talk about men and women, let's talk about the emotional differences and the way we think. Men are generally solution-orientated. We are brief when we talk. We are decisive. Women, on the other hand, are more detailed, more expressive, more emotionally attached to things and to people. And so when a man communicates, he communicates differently. And when a woman communicates, a woman communicates differently. When we look at the differences in men and women, Allah Rabbul Izzah has created certain characteristics in men and certain characteristics in women. And he said, and the Prophet of Allah said, إِنَّمَا النِّسَاءُ شَقَائِقُ الرِّجَالِ. Indeed, women are a part of men. Meaning, the Quran and the Hadith acknowledges that we belong to one Allah, we are equal in the eyes of Allah, but we are different in terms of what we do and our terms of our roles and responsibilities. And the greater the knowledge about this, the greater the success in your marriage. Talking about the emotional differences. When a woman is talking, she connects on an emotional level. When a man is talking, it's just peripheral. It's more solution-orientated. And as a result, when we don't understand each other's differences, we struggle to relate to one another. I'm just creating a context before I go into specifics. Then let's look at the physical differences between men and women. A man naturally grows beard. A woman doesn't grow a beard. A man has a coarse voice. A woman has a sweet, palatable voice. A man brings to the fore the masculine strength. A woman brings to the fore the feminine tenderness and the feminine touch. We are different. When your son is going through difficulty and they need reassurance, who do they go to? The mother. Because the mother is able to embrace the child, hug the child, and connect on a more intimate level with the child than the father. But when there's discipline required, who steps in? The father. So can you see how two people from different backgrounds come together and bring about a harmonious relationship? The strength of the men and the tenderness of the woman. The masculinity of a man and the feminine gentleness of a woman together brings about a harmonious relationship. And then communication styles. When men speak, we are brief. A phone call to your friend will be like 30 seconds. How's it? What time? Okay, I'll meet you there. When a lady speaks, it's detail. And these are the differences I'm putting out right in the beginning so that I can elaborate on them as we go into the talk. Now that you have a broad understanding of the differences of men and women, let's go into specifics. How does a man relate with stress? And how does a woman relate with stress? Let's talk about that. Let's start off with the men. When a man is stressed out, He withdraws. He pulls back. And he loses touch with the things and the people around him. Have you ever experienced that? Your wife asks you, what are you thinking? Nothing. And a woman can't understand how can a man be sitting and thinking nothing. But a man can do that. That is, in psychology, they call it the man cave. The man cave. When a man is stressed out, he goes into his cave. Now, I'm talking to the ladies specifically now. What happens in a cave and how does a cave work? When a man is in a cave, he loses touch with reality around him, number one. Number two, he pulls back. He doesn't want to talk. He goes quiet. He goes silent. He wants to be with his own thoughts. He wants to figure out things in his brains, in his mind first before he can connect with you. So how do you as a lady relate to a man? Well, when your husband comes in, you tell him, honey, I hope you had a wonderful day. I understand you want a few minutes to yourself. I'm around. If you need me, call me. That's how you respond. And if you're asking, what should I do in the meantime? Well, you can play Candy Crush. But don't do this. The husband walks in the house and you start. And he's coming after a long day. He's not ready to connect at the stage. So she wants to talk and she wants to get him to talk. And he doesn't want to talk. So what happens? Shut down. Communication shuts down. Or you're not interested in me, the wife says. Or you don't want to talk to me anymore. Yeah? I'm just secondary in your life. I'm just good for your house, that's all. And the man said, nothing of that sort, Mulana. Wallahi, I never think like that. I just wanted a few minutes to myself. So when the woman tries to relate to a man based on how she thinks she relates when she is stressed, and a man relates to a woman as he thinks, and he's forcing her to think like him, and she's forcing him to think like her. And that's where the tension starts. And we say to the couples when we're doing counseling that you are different. Appreciate your difference. When your husband comes, allow him the time. That is why it is a common thing that many husbands, they pull in the driveway and they sit for 5 minutes before they come in the house. And you're thinking, but why is this man taking his own time to come into the house? He's just unwinding. That's what he needs to do after a long day. That is why a man can go fishing and sit and do nothing. And a woman will think, how can you sit and do nothing for 3 hours for something to bite? You've got to be crazy. So when a man is stressed out, he doesn't want to talk. When a man is stressed out, he pulls away. He withdraws. He loses touch with the people around him. There can be a fight or a tsunami taking place around him. It won't even bother him. The kids are fighting in the house. He's lost in his own world. And a woman tries to get him to open up, because in her understanding, when a person is stressed, you must talk. So she gets him to open up and open up and open up. And he resists. So that's a man, straightforward. He needs to withdraw, he needs to pull back, he needs to go with his own thoughts for a little while. And when he comes out, I'm saying to the sisters, when he comes out of his man cave, he's ready to connect with you. He's ready to have lighter moments with you. He will have fun in the house because you gave him that space. Otherwise, you got a grumpy, cranky, short-fused husband who was walking around on eggshells, and anytime anyone will get caught in the crossfire. And I talk about this to so many people that understand the fundamental differences between men and women so that you can relate to one another on a more deeper level. Let's talk about the woman. Not straightforward, men. Let's understand this. A lady, when she is stressed out, she needs to talk. When a woman is stressed out, she needs to talk. She needs to connect with you on an emotional level. And her way of dealing with stress is different to your way of dealing with stress. What does a man do? What does a man do? We are solution orientated as men. So when a woman starts, you know, this morning, the helper came late, fire her. But she never asked you for your solution. Let me highlight this. Men, when a lady is talking to you, she's not talking to you to get solutions from you. Making sense? When a lady is speaking to you, she is not speaking to you to get solutions from you. She is speaking to you to connect with you. When she wants solution, she will tell you in specific terms. I was in Cape Town on Wednesday night, closer to Maghrib. My wife messaged me to say, the ink in the toner is finished. The neighbors don't have a printer. Now she's seeking a solution. She's not venting. She's not frustrated. I need to do something about it. But under general circumstances, if she's talking to you, she's talking to connect with you. By offloading whatever is on her mind, she connects with you. And if you give her an attentive ear, if you give her reassurance, if you give her validation, you will be the best thing that happened to her in her life. So, when a lady speaks, you listen. That's all. What do we do as men? We cut short. We say, get to the point. Get to the point. That's why when we have meetings, we always say, what's the agenda first? At home, it doesn't work like that. We rush, we cut, and we reach conclusions. And that's what frustrates them the most. That is what frustrates a lady. When she's talking to you, she's not talking to you for solutions. You've got to be patient. That's why I say, nowadays, we don't spend much time with each other. The little time that we spend, we must be on our best. I mean, think about it. A man leaves home by 7, some people 6, some 7, some by 8. And you're returning home by 5, 6, or 7. You're having supper together, basically, and the little time before you go to sleep. That's the only interaction we have with our partner in the whole 24 hours. I would be exaggerating if it's more than 1 hour. Now think about it. So if the time spent together is so little, why not make it meaningful? Why not make it harmonious? Why must it be acrimonious? Why must it be antagonizing? Why must it be full of slander? Why must it be full of accusations? Why must it be vulgar? So how do we relate to a woman? Number one, to not give her solutions. Let her speak her mind. Number one. Number two, you got to express empathy. You know what is empathy? You match her body language. If she is excited, you got to show excitement on your side. So if she's dolled up, if she took time to groom herself and she came to you, how do I look? And you did something like this. Yeah. Huh. Next 2 days, you're eating Kellogg's. She took the effort. She got ready. And then you just said, and I said to the man, what do you lose if you say three statements? Wow, my darling, you look so beautiful, so attractive. Nobody must make nazar on you. Three sentences, and your entire weekend is so nice. And if you spoil it, how long is that interaction? Less than a minute? If that less than a minute interaction is spoiled, it can ruin the entire weekend. So you got to be always alert. Be alert. You must show empathy. Match the body language. If she's excited, you must show excitement. My mother is coming. You must say, what a wonderful news you have given me. Allahu Akbar. I love my mother-in-law. I'm going to get her jam and rasks. I have it ready for her. Then she'll go out of her way for your family. Wallahi, she'll go out of her way for you and your family. So if she's excited, you must be excited. And if she is sad and you are flippant or you are indifferent or you show no signs of emotions, oh, you are in for a serious trouble. So if she's telling you, my mother is not doing well, I'm worried about her, and you tell her, that old lady will survive, don't worry. What? Ya salam. So, number one, empathy. Number two, do not give solutions. Number three, do not cut her when she is speaking. If she is talking to you, we as men, we get impatient. And we say, can you get to the point? So the conversation will start off, this morning I woke up late. That window is not working. Plus I came in the kitchen, it was load shedding. You saying, what is the point of the discussion? What is the point of the discussion, isn't it? Because we are always in serious conversations as men throughout the day, and we are always solving problems, we think we're doing the same thing at home. We must understand things don't work the same at home. Have you ever noticed how your wife speaks to her mother, sister, or her friend? She'll speak for 1 hour. The person on the other end will give not a single solution. After that call, she'll say, my mother understands me. You can't understand anything. But what did the mother say on the other side? Is it? Wow. Unbelievable. Can you believe it? Imagine the audacity. Mind-boggling. That's all she's saying. And when she's speaking to you, you're saying, fire her. Get a new one. Replace the car. Let's sort it out. And you say, but Maulana, we speak the same language. I can repeat what she's saying backwards. And she says, I'm not understanding her. You make me understand. What am I doing wrong here? So I say to the brother, you're supposed to listen. All you're supposed to say, wow. Unbelievable. Can you imagine? I can't understand. How can she say that? Can you believe it? And after the conversation, wow, what's your name? Fahim, you're the best thing that happened to me. Wallahi, he should say that to you. My husband, he understands me. But he gave not one solution. What did Fahim do? He was patient, he heard her out, and he gave her validation. When the conversation, as the conversation goes, if she said, you give her a hug. Come here, just give me a hug. Nice 10 seconds hug. No solution, only hug. And then you see she says, oh, I feel nice now. The next day she'll tell you what she did about a problem. She'll figure it out on her own. She don't need your help. So we need to relate to one another. Can you see how different things are? It's complicated. If everything was straightforward and black and white, life would have been dull. I promise you, life would have been dull. Who brings color to your life? It's your wife. You come to our office, it's just one table, one chair, that's all. You go to a lady's place, there's a pot plant, lovely Ayatul Kursi, there's a nice decoration piece on the side, there's sweets, yes? Can you see? When you go there, you're like, wow. Oh, you come to our place, is this your office? Yeah, it's my office, Malana. What you think? So a lady brings color to your life. Understand her. You can't relate to her the way you relate to yourself. She's not like you. She is not like you, so don't make her like you. And he is not like you, my sister, so don't make him like you. Relate to each other's differences. Relate to each other's ways of communication. Understand one another. Create broader context for one another. And wallahi, there'll be greater harmony in the home. Wallahi, I'm telling you. Other you say, Molana, what mawadda you talking about? Hey, no mawadda, yeah. Only her name is mawadda. Nothing else is mawadda, yeah. We need to train our younger kids. Wallahi, we don't do education. We need to train our children. We got to make them understand the basics, just the basics of life, before they even start the journey of marriage. We need to have more marital classes in our communities. Not 1 week before they are getting married. It must be a 6-week course. It must be an 8-week course. It must be incorporated in the curriculum. We're not training our girls and our boys to be the ideal father and the ideal mother and the ideal husband and the ideal wife. You ask us, almost every relationship is going through so much of difficulty on their side. And there's no one to help them. We just say, make sabr, brother. Make sabr. Molana, how much sabr? Sabr will help you when there's knowledge. So, as I look at the clock here, we have to understand that men and women are different, inherently different, on a physical level, psychological level, emotional level, and in the way we do things in life. We have to learn to relate to each other's differences. When you drive in an automatic car, you don't drive it like a manual, isn't it? A manual car is a manual car. I have to talk to you in your language. A manual car is a manual car. And a 4x4 is a 4x4. And an SUV is an SUV. And a racing car is a racing car. Do you drive all of them the same? No. If we are so sensitive, Malana, you know, this car got cruise control, speed limit, 0 to 100 in 2.9 seconds. The wife said, just take me to the butcher, man. You understand? So, relate to each other. And the more, and every woman is unique in her qualities. I've just given you the basic, the skeleton. Now you need to hone down on your own relationship. And think about it after Jumu'ah. Take out 2 minutes before you go. And think about it as what I'm saying. And see if it makes sense. And try and implement it in your life. So today when you go back home, when your wife is talking to you, you must say, gee, my darling. Oh, when I look at you, I just feel so nice. You understand? So a woman is an emotional being. Men express love differently. How we express love? Manana, I love my family. That's why I'm working Sunday to Sunday, 6 to 6, for my family. He won't say it, I love you. He won't say, yes, buy a balangrak. He won't say that. But a lady, how does a lady show her love? Oh, I love you for him. You're the best thing. They express, we don't express. So what must we do? We must start expressing. What did the Prophet of Allah do? When they asked him, who is the most beloved to you? He said, Aisha. And he used to say about Khadija, inni ruziqtu hubbaha. Allah has given me deep love for my Khadija. He used to express his love for his partner. He was so expressive that he used to say, "Inna fadla Aisha ala al-nisa ka fadli al-tharidi ala sa'ir al-ta'am." The superiority of my Aisha is like the superiority of the dish thareed over all other dishes. That's how my Aisha is. And when they asked the Prophet of Allah, "Who's more beloved to you from the men?" He said, "Abuha," her father. Again making reference to her. He raced with her. This is express. The Prophet of Allah, when he's in Medina, he's in his late 50s. Who runs at that age? Hey, Manana, back. You know, I don't know. He's coming down to her level. She's in her 20s. And he's in his 60s. He would come down to her level. And when they would eat of the drumstick or the chicken or the meat, he would look where she placed her mouth and he would place his mouth there and eat from the same place. And when she drank from the water glass, he would look where she placed her lips and he would place his Mubarak lips. And when they would take the ghusl, they would be playful with one another. And she would say, "Oh Nabi of Allah, don't finish the water. Don't finish the water, leave it for me." And when he was in i'tikaf, the height of ibadah, he would lean with his... Today when you go to Medina, there's a place, a pillar called Ustuwana Sarir. The place where the Prophet of Allah used to make i'tikaf. You know that pillar? He would sleep there and stretch his head towards the house, and she would comb and oil the hair of the Prophet ﷺ. We have to do things in our home to create love. Some of us think like the love fairy comes and distributes love and goes away and then you are happy. It doesn't work like that. Love is a verb. You have to do. You have to do. Hafiz Zaim, you have to take a wallet now and then. You have to take a nice Gucci bag. Just out of surprise for no reason. No occasion. I'm going back Joburg today. I had to go buy some nuts and so. Just surprise the wife a little bit. Although I say, "Hey, you brought the wrong thing." But you rather take that. You take is a problem. You don't take is a problem also. Then I just say to her, "You know, I like to buy for my mother." Whether she's it's a right or wrong, she says, "Say, Jazakallah, my son." Yeah, that's your mother. There's no one that can bring you in balance than your wife. I can give a nice talk. If I go home, I forgot the bread. You forgot the bread. You can't remember one thing. So, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless us all. I got 3 minutes left. As we conclude, men and women are different. When a man is stressed out, he goes quiet. Lady, it's nothing personal. Give him the space. When a woman is stressed out, she needs to talk. When she talks, she's elaborative. She's detailed. We don't need to interject. We need to be patient. We need to express empathy. We need to show her that we are listening and we are there for them. And the more we relate to one another, the greater the joy in our life. We don't need to eliminate the differences between men and women to enjoy each other. Maintain the difference. Learn to relate to one another as you would relate to anybody else in life. Ask yourself this question, that at this moment, is my partner tense? Is my partner anxious? Is my partner excited? Is my partner happy? Because I need to be the same. I need to mirror. In NLP, they say, you got to mirror the language of the person, the body language, the tone. And the more we do this, the more we will be able to relate out to each other. And the last point is, when a woman talks, it's sharp. It's very sharp. You're hopeless. You're good for nothing. You're the biggest mistake. I don't know why I married you. Your family, don't even talk. But after you give her that hearing, "I love you, man. He's a good guy. He's a good guy, I'm telling you." So you've got to be patient. Things make sense, people. Just lift your hand. I don't know. I was talking to myself. Very few hands here. You see, don't do like this when your wife is talking. When she says, does it make, you must say, gee, my beautiful wife. Let's try it again. Does it make sense, people? Gee, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us all. Ma alayna illa al-balagh. Ameen.
Jazakallah khair. We say shukran to Mawlana Habibubat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mawlana a long life, inshallah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Islamia College has the honor of officiating the Jummah broadcast. The first adhan will be rendered by Adam Ibrahim Arendt, and the second adhan will be rendered by Adam Arendt, both learners at Islamia College. Islamia College will be having an open day on Wednesday, the 12th of February. All these interested parties can register on the Islamia College website and the Islamia College Instagram. All the times and the various sections are available online. And then another announcement is, join Mashal Furqan on our annual Laylatul Bara program from Maghrib to Isha, where the three Surah Yasins will be read together. Ladies are all welcome. Shukran. I kindly ask all Musallis to please stand and fill all the available gaps, inshallah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sure. I think it's on a Wednesday.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وليس الذكر والأنثى وليس الذكر كالأنثى أيها المؤمنون المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله واعلموا أن الإسلام دين كامل وشامل قد أعطى كل ذي حق حقه ومن ذلك حقوق المرأة ومكانتها في هذا الدين العظيم أيها المسلمون لقد جاء المسلمون ليرفع من شأن المرأة ويكرمها وأعطاها حقوقها لم تكن تعرفها قبل الإسلام ومن أهم هذه الحقوق أن الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل المرأة والرجل سواء في التكليف سواء في التكليف والثواب والعقاب يقول الله تبارك وتعالى من أعمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ومن حقوق المرأة التي قررها الإسلام حقها في الملكية في الملكية والمال فهي تملك وتتصرف في مالها كما تشاء ولو الحق في الميراث مثلها مثل الرجل يقول الله تبارك وتعالى للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن وقال تعالى وعاشروهن بالمعروف كما أن الإسلام أعطى المرأة حقوقها في الزواج فأعطاها الحق في القبول أو الرفض ولا يجوز إجبارها على الزواج دون رضاها يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تنكح الأيم حتى تستأمر ولا تنكح البكر حتى تستأذن رواه البخاري وكذا أمر الله عز وجل بحسن المعاشرة بين الزوجين فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى وعاشروهن بالمعروف ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف. أيها المسلمون، ومن عظيم تكريم الإسلام للمرأة أنه حرم الظلم عليها وأمر بالإحسان إليها. فلا يجوز للزوج أو لأحد أن يظلم المرأة أو أن يأخذ حقها بغير وجه حق. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم لنسائهم. رواه الترمذي. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وأتباعه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، خصوصا على أولهم للتحقيق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الناطق بالصدق والصواب الذي كان رأيه موافقاً بالكتاب والسنة أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان ناشر القرآن الذي تستحي منه ملائكة الرحمن أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى صاحب العضد القوي أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين. اللهم أنت تعلم ما حل بالمؤمنين في كل مكان، فكن أنت ولينا ونصيرنا وكفيلنا ومعيننا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة، اللهم انصرهم يا عزيز يا جبار، اللهم عجل بهم نصرك يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم ثبت أقدامهم، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك من مساجد هدمت، ومن المستشفيات عطلت، ومن النساء أرملت، ومن اليتامى ومن الأطفال يتمت. اللهم إنهم قد انتهكوا حرمة المسلمين وقدساتهم. اللهم خذ أعداءك أعداء الدين، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، وبقامة الصلاة، وبقامة الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك لك. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويحيي الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد من الجد يا ذا الكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.